Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So former President Jair Bolsonaro has been rushed to the hospital in Florida today. He has, quote-unquote, abdominal pains. Now, he has a pretty interesting medical history. We were told he was stabbed in the abdomen during his 2018 presidential campaign. And this is Brazil's former president. I mean, if you thought we had drama in our country, you ain't seen nothing compared to what happens in these other countries. He has had previous surgeries, from what I believe, multiple, as a result of the 2018 stabbing. So not sure if this has anything, his current abdominal pain has to do anything with that. But there has been a lot of drama, and Bolsonaro arrived in the U.S. on December 30th, days before new President Lula's inauguration. We're being told that he had severe pains, but we don't have details, and his admission comes hours after the supporters stormed Brazil's Congress. Pretty similar to the January 6th riots, but I think it was more violent what happened in Brazil. They refused to accept Bolsonaro's election defeat, and yesterday charged into the Supreme Court and presidential palace 1 week after the inauguration of his rival, leftist rival President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva. So the attack, which people have been relating to January 6th, took the intervention of military police to calm it down. And Bolsonaro has been undergoing issues with his abdomen, was previously admitted to a hospital in Brazil in January 22 because of a blockage in his intestines. So he did post the image of him, thumbs up. I don't think he'll get in trouble for the riots as he was in the hospital, so nobody could say that he, you know, held a rally and coerced people to doing it. I'm really over all the finger pointing. I mean, you know, I heard the FBI was there. I heard Antifa was there. I heard Trump organized it. I think a bunch of people were ticked. A bunch of people were fed up. And this, sadly, was their way of showing it, which was not a very effective way. And it could have been very, even worse than it was. Thank God it wasn't any worse than it was. But it shows that our country doesn't trust what's happening with our elections. Something that I think has to be addressed. But with Bolsonaro, he was stabbed at the age of, I think he's 67 now, but he was stabbed during his presidential campaign and lost 40% of his blood. Amazing how he lived through that. So while he's kind of undergoing care, he looks like he's hooked up to an NG tube, so he doesn't have to eat. The NG tube also limits pressure on the GI system. It's not as uncomfortable as it looks. Getting one put down is very uncomfortable, but once it's in, most of the time they can make you comfortable. Looks like he's also getting oxygen. So I can't tell officially. My guess is he had a bowel obstruction. So a lot of us have had a lot of abdominal surgery. Whether we were stabbed, shot, had a hernia repair, had an appendix taken out, had a gallbladder taken out, had a hysterectomy, you know, scar tissue can cause adhesions. It could also cause some kinking. And you could also develop some strictures around the bowel. And it's something that I'm worried about because I've had multiple abdominal surgeries. I had the ovarian tumor. I've had two hernia repairs. I've had my hysterectomy. So I am a little nervous because I got a lot of issues where my stomach just doesn't go flat anymore, and I've had bowel, I've been told, in surgery that is stuck up to areas. There's a no man's zone in the abdomen where when we do surgery, it's one of the safest areas to enter, because if you enter the abdomen on the right, you're going to hit the liver. You'll hit the gallbladder. And there's a place in the left side that is a safer way to put your port, your laparoscopic port, not for me. When my gynecologist was about to do my hysterectomy and put in the port, luckily my surgeon was running around because I had seen him pre-op. I'm like, oh, that's my surgeon, yay. So I told her. She actually talked to him. He scrubbed in and came in there. And I mean, it was a party when I had surgery. And thank God, because there, my bowel was in that area that could have been poked through. For some reason, my bowel was sticking up there. And it's attached to the abdominal wall. My intestine, small intestine. So, you know, many of us, we have, you know, it's like, why aren't things working like they used to? Well, this is what happens with age. Also, I had a lot of scar tissue, I think, from my running days and my skiing days. Because my very first surgery I had, they said they saw cobwebs of scar tissue. How could I have cobwebs of scar tissue when I never had any infection? Never had any, they thought maybe I had a chronic appendicitis, maybe, I don't know. But unfortunately, having surgery puts you at higher risk for obstructions. Now, cancer can. We take any sort of bowel obstruction very seriously because sometimes it could mean you have a mass. But, so I'm not sure what's going on with the former Brazilian president. I know there's been a lot of drama, and his supporters have been protesting since Lula's electoral win since October 30th. They've blocked roads, set vehicles on fire, gathered outside military buildings, and so the armed forces has had to intervene, and it's because many people have questioned if that election was done right. So, you know, I think we need to strive if we want to move forward, especially if we want to hold our democracy true and protect and preserve our democracy. We need to have an election that is fair and that is transparent. And even though mail-in ballots are fantastic for our military and for those few that can't make it to a ballot box, I think there's a better way of doing it, and that's what we need to strive for. In fact, but we're not. We're just like, we're just going to mail out the ballots. Well, people don't trust that. 1-877-DOCTELLY. Football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Dr. Dolly, show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So, Miranda, this is relating to our talk about schools and sex and when. Do schools need to be involved in talking about sex? If they should be involved at all, should it be about the parents? Miranda wants me to talk about movies and death. Why do all these movies kids go to have a death scene? That's a good question. We've spoken about Disney and why there's a parent that's usually dead or dies in the Disney movies. I don't want to mention the movie, which I think she's alluding to because some of you may not have seen the movie, but there is a popular movie out. I do not want to say which one. And yes, kids go to this movie, and yes, the topic of death comes up. So I don't want to ruin it for anybody in case somebody hasn't seen some of the movies out there. No spoilers. But that is a good point. Why does death have to be a big focal point in some of these movies? or TV shows that kids watch. I've grown up with it just because, I mean, you know, when you're a kid, there's always family members that die. And, I mean, I grew up learning about how my family was killed in concentration camps during the Holocaust. And it was just, I mean, to me, we didn't really have a lot of happy conversations right at the dinner table or at the reunions. And, you know, I grew up with Disney. I didn't really like a lot of the Disney movies. I remember as a kid, I thought Shaggy D.A. was a good movie. And I liked watching Sesame Street and the happy stuff. But, there was, in Disney, for example, Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, which was made in 1938. Snow White's biological mother died and is replaced by the evil queen, her stepmother. In Dumbo, the elephant, I believe, is an orphan and doesn't have parents. Bambi, the mom, was it the mom that was killed? And interestingly, it's usually in these Disney movies, it's the mother. I told you why in the past, and I'll remind you guys as to why. In Cinderella, the Cinderella has a stepmom and stepsisters. Alice in Wonderland, it's been postulated Alice was orphaned and taken care of by a governess. Sword of the Stone, Arthur is a 12-year-old orphan boy. The Jungle Book, Mowgli is parentless. The Little Mermaid, Ariel's mother, Queen Athena, was killed, leaving her father Triton to raise her and her sisters. In Aladdin, Princess Jasmine is motherless. Tarzan, Lilo and Stitch, Emperor's New Groove, his Cusco, all lost their parents. In 1994, we had The Lion King. And we had to see Mufasa leave us. Pocahontas, apparently in Pocahontas, the mother was allegedly died a while back. Finding Nemo, the mom gets killed. So why the doom and gloom? So one theory was brought forward by Disney producer Don Hamm, where he revealed in an interview to Glamour that Walt Disney struggled after he lost his mom and blamed himself. So in 1938, Walt Disney was a young film producer starting to be very successful, so he purchased a home for his parents. The gas furnace was faulty, so he sent his studio men over to fix it. The repair was not adequate, and eventually his mother, I believe, became ill and then died of asphyxiation. I thought there was also maybe a fire that could have also happened, and then his mom eventually died. But he always felt guilty. And so he would interweave and memorialize his mother by, I guess, having her character gone in these movies. I'm not sure. Another theory was Walt Disney wanted to mix fairy tale with the reality, putting some realism to the stories. And then another theory is Walt Disney wanted children to feel like heroes in a film in which the child battles evil without the help of mommy and daddy. That would infuse a sense of empowerment to his target audience. So, celebrating the triumph of the quest of a parentless child, you know, might be, you know, look, you know, why aren't the parents helping the kid fight Jafar? You know, where are the parents when it's, you know, so it had to show, like with Simba, Mufasa left, and Simba had to, in The Lion King, grow and take over. So sometimes the death had to be a part of the story for that child to overcome. But it's just like almost every movie. Almost every movie. I used to tell you guys on air, I think Aladdin was the only one until I looked up, no, wait a second, Jasmine lost her mom. And it's because when they did the remake, they talked about her mom's death. Every Disney movie. Come on, people. But Walt Disney has an interesting history. I just read an article that he was, apparently, when he was a kid, this is being written by Daily Mail. This was, I think, an author of his biography might have revealed this. But when he was 12 years old, he would get free haircuts by giving cartoons or artworks and pictures to the barber. They would be hung around the shop, and because I guess they were so good, it was an attraction. And so he would get free haircuts for doing these pictures. Then he became an animator, and he owned a production company called Laugh-O-Gram Films. But it apparently didn't do that well. I think it had to close. Now, mind you, Disney is now about to celebrate its 100th year of being started in 1923. But he opened in 1923. I think what happened is Laugh-O-Gram went bankrupt because he didn't really have a lot of business skill. He was artist. He was an artist, but he didn't have the business skill. So he had made a couple seven-minute films inspired by the Puss in Boots tale and the Red Riding Hood tales. And they actually did well, but he just, I guess, went bankrupt. So he hooked up with his brother, who I believe was a salesman. I think he was a vacuum cleaner salesman. And he was the business, you know, the business brains of their partnership. So in October 1923, they borrowed money. They had a bunch of self-confidence, and he and his brother Roy founded Disney Brothers Cartoon Studio. This is back in 1923, and since October will be the 100th anniversary of Disney. But then Walt's friend, Missouri, Ub Iwerks, his father was a German immigrant, was an animator, and actually a better animator than Walt. And we're finding out that he never got the credit deserved. So Mickey Mouse is who Ub Iwerks, if I'm pronouncing that right, created. But Walt got the credit. So there was a dispute between a couple of the producers because Oswald the Lucky Rabbit was apparently one of their first characters. And they lost it. And so Walt, during a brainstorming session, said, "We need something new." And I guess his partner came up with Steamboat Willie, the first cartoon film with Mickey Mouse, and it was a colossal hit. Walt provided the voice. There was Walt's voice in that. But apparently the one who really made Mickey, Ub Iwerks, never necessarily got the credit. He later leaves. New characters came up, Goofy, Donald Duck, Pluto. By 1935, he had 500 people on the payroll, and he was able to make his first feature-length film, Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. He married his secretary, Lillian Bounds, and I think he stayed married to her until he died. We were told he wasn't really happy, and it was not a very happy marriage, but they stayed married. And then he tried to characterize Dopey, one of the Seven Dwarfs. And he used Buster Keaton, Charlie Chaplin, Stan Laurel, Harpo Marx, their characters to be reflected in it. I didn't know that. Pretty fascinating. But the movie was such a success that it even ran overseas, and people had to take bookings, and it did pretty well. But from what we do understand, there was a lot of issues. There were labor issues. There were apparently, by the way, the party after Snow White, barely everybody went to a Palm Springs, and it was like a naked fiasco and orgy, and it was so interesting. I said Disney is not as angelic as we think, and, you know, clean and snowy white. It's not like that. There's definitely a lot of drama. But interestingly, there were union issues, and Disney now is a beast with Disney Plus and their Disney World and Disneyland and their movies, and they've just grown over the years. And it's interesting how 100 years, it's a company with all the drama and turmoil that it had gone so far. 1-877-DOCBELLY.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
USA News Update. It's getting intense along the California coast thanks to the latest huge storm to come ashore.
We're anticipating some very intense weather coming in, and that's the imperative that we're trying to express here is the seriousness of purpose in terms of just being safe and being thoughtful.
California Governor Gavin Newsom on the storm that's cut power, broken piers, and tossed debris onto beaches that are already cluttered with junk from the last storm. President Biden's in Mexico City meeting with Mexico's president ahead of trilateral talks that will include Canadian Prime Minister Trudeau. House members vote tonight on a new set of rules for the new session, among them allowing just a single member of the House to call for a vote to remove the new Speaker of the House. Returning Disney CEO Bob Iger is telling executives they must be in the office 4 days a week. He says there's tremendous value in being together. Richard Johnson, USA News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So there's been some drama when it comes to schools and awarding students who perform well academically, and if that affects equality and if it shames other students. Now, I'm really mixed on this because when I was a kid, I was an overachiever. And there were a couple reasons for that. One is school came very easy for me. And I don't know why. I'm not very smart. I don't get a lot of jokes. If there's a license plate that has some sort of double meaning, my brother would always get that. My brother had more of the street smarts. And me, I was like, I don't get it. So I've always kind of needed interpretation sometimes. But I could memorize things. I knew my times tables. I could do my reports. I would do my job. I would you know, put 110% in everything I did. So I got good grades. And I remember in the first grade, which was at the end of the 70s, going into the 80s, there was the ketchup and the mustards. I hated mustard, but I loved ketchup. So I wanted to be called ketchup, and the teacher wouldn't let me. She's like, you're a mustard. I'm like, why? She goes, because the ketchup are those who have to catch up. They're in the ketchup group. You're in the mustard group. Actually, I think that was kindergarten. And, you know, I didn't think that that would make other kids feel bad because I felt bad. Because I'm like, but I want to be ketchup. I don't want to be mustard. So I was upset by that. Now, I don't know if it affected kids' psyches. I don't know. I mean, I really think we were kind of a more resilient bunch. You know, you didn't perform well on the test. You got to do better. You know, these are the people that did well, which means if you need to find a tutor or if you need to find somebody to work with, these are the kids that you might. I mean, I remember often my teacher would have me help tutor some of the kids in class. So it was really hard to keep my academic progress anonymous because the teachers would use us as helpers to help train the other students. Not, you know, the worst thing in the world. But I wasn't good in school because I had extra gifts. I hated living at home. I hated my mom. And I had found out that I could be the first person in my family to go to college if I got a scholarship. Nobody in my family could afford college. And I was basically told there was a good chance that there would be no money for me to go to college. But if I got a good grades, if I got good grades, that would be my ticket to get the hell away. And that's exactly what I did. And I was driven. Now, I didn't compete with other students, let the other students do whatever, but I busted my butt and I put 110% into everything. So what drove me is I never wanted to, you know, have to live at home again, be away from them, and be in a position where I could help them if I needed to, because they said no matter what happens, even if I leave, I have to help them later. And I'm like, that's fine, I'll send you money, I'll be there to help. It was just, you know, something that we just do. Your kids help your parents, it's just the way it is. I don't get that from the other family members in my family, but, you know, I, at least me and one of my brothers helps. And I, you know, I was just driven. I never want to be poor again. I never want to be worried about, you know, feeding my family or homeless. And so that's what drove me. And I think each child needs to find their drive. What is your drive? Is it that you don't want to live at home? Is it that you want to be a pilot one day? Is it that you want to buy a Lamborghini? But everybody has to find that drive. And for some, that drive is winning awards. So when we were told that there was a school district that withheld giving the awards in the name of equity, it did start to make parents a little upset. So a couple weeks ago, we were told the two administrators at Thomas Jefferson High School for Science and Technology have been withholding notifications of national merit awards from the school families. Now, many of them are Asian. And they said this denied these students the right to use those awards to boost their college admission prospects and earn scholarships. If you're a national merit finalist, it's pretty cool. But this was because the school district has a new strategy of equal outcomes for every student without exception. They have implemented an equitable grading policy that eliminates zeros, and it gives students a grade of 50% just for showing up. It also assigns a code for NTI for assignments not turned in. And so there, Shauna Yashar, whose son is part of, who's part Arab American, had uncovered this. She's a lawyer. And she uncovered the withholding of these. And apparently, the teen took the PSAT. That determines whether you qualify. And when it came time to submit his college applications this fall, there was no National Merit Honor to report, but it wasn't because he didn't earn it. The National Merit Scholarship Corporation did recognize him as a commended student in the top 3% nationwide. 50,000 students got that distinction. And then principals will have award ceremony or breakfast or YouTube videos or press releases, but the school officials that teach at the Thomas Jefferson High School withheld it. The principal, Ann Bonatibus, and the director of student services, Brandon Kosaka, withheld the information from families and the public for years. This then affected the lives of 1,200 students over the principal's tenure of 5 years. And National Merit allows people to get scholarships from corporate sponsors, other. So you bet your butt these parents were pissed. Now we're hearing more schools did the same. Two principals at two Fairfax County high schools have now sent out emails apologizing for not sharing information about National Merit Awards. The principals of Westfield High School and Langley High School have apologized. In both emails, they said the information had come to light. They said the issues at their schools will form part of a larger investigation being conducted by the Virginia Attorney General's office. So the Attorney General is now launching civil investigations. And the mayor, Governor Glenn Youngkin sent out a letter expressing, you know, his concern and why there's no transparency when it comes to student achievements. So this is something that's kind of BS. And I get, you have some students that don't do as well. But so what does that mean? If they're doing that with academics, then what happens with sports? Are they not going to allow varsity versus junior varsity? Does that mean they have to let everybody on the team, even if they don't do well in tryouts? Does it mean everybody's a starter? I mean, if you're going for equity, you are going to then have to revamp everything. That you won't be able to have a student class president because now you have one person getting more qualm than somebody else. You're going to have to change the yearbook. You won't be able to have some people on the first few pages. You're going to have to make sure everybody has equal pictorials or images of them. I mean, if you're really doing equity, you can't just limit academic. I mean, you would have to do it all. How does that work? So I think it's a shame. If these kids won an award, let them win that award for crying out flipping loud. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdaliah.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
We're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Ryan asks, does anybody know what was in that letter that Governor Abbott gave Biden when he came to the border? Yeah. The letter has been published. I'll read you a little of it. I haven't read the whole thing, but yeah. President Biden went to the border yesterday for the first time in, I think, his whole life. He went to the border. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Of course, there was going to be fault found by his trip, but it was found on both sides of the aisle. Bipartisanly, I think people realized that it might not have been as effective as it could have been. He did not meet with any migrants. In fact, they cleared out a lot of the camps before he came, which was... I mean, I understand from a security standpoint, But wouldn't they want him to see the conditions they're living in? And I'm not sure where everybody in their tents were cleared. But he went to El Paso. CNN reporter Rosa Flores told CNN's Poppy Harlow that both Governor Greg Abbott and immigration activists raised the same question about Biden's visit. That's why the president is being criticized by both sides because of what he didn't see. So let me show you. This is one of the migrant camps. This is on CNN here in downtown El Paso. And you know the immigration advocates here in El Paso and Governor Greg Abbott usually don't agree on much, but they do raise the same question. If President Biden came here to El Paso to see the reality on the ground about the border and didn't come here, what's considered the epicenter of this crisis? Did he leave with a clear understanding? CNN this morning played a clip of Abbott, and Governor Abbott said the trip was nothing but for show. Flores spoke with Fernando Garcia, an immigration human rights activist, who said the president's three-hour trip was just a photo op. He had told Flores that Biden was not exposed to the entire immigration crisis in El Paso because he did not meet or see any migrants. He said, my colleague MJ Lee asked the White House about the president not interacting or meeting with the migrants, and a senior official told her that it is because there were no migrants at the respite center at the time that the president visited. All of a sudden, it's cleared, and that it was coincidental. But Poppy, she says, I checked the migrant dashboard that the city of El Paso has, and at the time the president was here, there were nearly 1,000 migrants who were in federal detention. So if the president really wanted to see conditions, I kind of doubt that the president of the United States would have been denied access. So it does make you wonder. And if anybody should be shocked and fighting for a better way for us to be handling it, you would think the Democrats would be. Because, this is so bipartisan that, I think Biden showed up because now that the Republicans have a slim majority in Congress, he can't argue with the fact that he hasn't been down there. And Kamala Harris's visit was to a part of the border that didn't have really much action. And again, it was a photo op. Now, I, on the flip side, being devil's advocate, I don't think the president needed to shake hands and necessarily meet and hug and kiss babies. I don't think he necessarily needed to do that. Because we know that some of the migrants could be cartel. We know some of them, not all of them, a lot of them are good people, but some of them could have criminal histories and they're being vetted. We also know that there's medical issues that many of them have. I don't really fault Biden for not being that close. Because what, was he going to wear a mask? Remember, many of them could have tuberculosis. We have a lot of tuberculosis that we are now at risk coming over the border. So I don't think he necessarily had to. But should he have been, driven or shown what was going on, rather than they cleaned it all up? And then where did they put the people? That drew a lot of questions also. So the White House has responded to the criticism. They said President Biden visited the busiest port of entry in El Paso to get a firsthand look at enforcement operations. He also visited a federally funded migrant services center to meet local officials, working together with federal officials to support and shelter migrants. Okay, was it enough? Was it, I knew him going down there wouldn't necessarily fix everything. I knew he was going there because he had to look like he was there. It would have been better if 2 years ago he didn't just reverse everything Trump did, but use some logic and, look, guys, these are things that are coming over. We have, no border wall. But no. So what was in the letter? So what I'm getting, and this is from El Paso Times, Governor Greg Abbott, he's got some guts. This was dated yesterday, January 8th. Your visit to the southern border with Mexico today is $20 billion too little and 2 years too late. Moreover, your visit avoids the sites where mass illegal immigration occurs and sidesteps the thousands of angry Texas property owners whose lives have been destroyed by your border policies. Now, there's an argument there that he should have met with his constituents in Texas and how they were dealing with it, you know, the breaking into the homes, the other issues that they've been having. Even the city you visit has been sanitized. They say even the city you visit has been sanitized at the migrant camps, which had overrun downtown El Paso because your administration wants to shield you from the chaos that Texans experience on a daily basis. This chaos is the direct result of your failure to enforce the immigration laws that Congress enacted. Under President Trump, the federal government achieved historically low levels of illegal immigration. Under your watch, by contrast, America is suffering the worst illegal immigration in the history of our country, he writes. Your open border policies have emboldened the cartels, who grow wealthy by trafficking deadly fentanyl and even human beings. Pain, an especially high price for your failure, sometimes with their very lives, as local leaders from your own party will tell you if given the chance. All of this is happening because you have violated your constitutional obligation to defend the states against invasion through faithful execution of federal laws. Halfway through your presidency, though, I can finally welcome you to the border. When you finish the photo ops in a carefully staged, managed version of El Paso, you have a job to do. This is the governor, Abbott. He says you must comply with the many statutes mandating that various categories of aliens shall be detained and end the practice of unlawfully paroling aliens en masse. You must stop sandbagging the implementation of the Remain in Mexico policy and Title 42 expulsions and fully enforce these measures as the federal courts have ordered you to do. You must aggressively prosecute illegal entry between ports of entry and allow ICE to remove illegal immigrants in accordance with existing federal laws. You must immediately resume construction of the border wall in the state of Texas using the billions of dollars Congress has appropriated for that purpose. And you must designate the Mexican drug cartels as foreign terrorist organizations. Greg Abbott concludes with, on behalf of all Americans, I implore you, secure our border by enforcing Congress's immigration laws. That's, I mean, well written. And I don't know if Biden read the whole letter. It looked like he scanned it a little bit, folded it, shook his hand. But, I mean, you know, it is there. The letter is there in El Paso Times. But it's, we have a problem. But so like I said, being devil's advocate, I don't fault him for not shaking hands and kissing babies of everybody there. But what he should have done is looked at the fentanyl. That would have been a great picture, looking at the fentanyl, looking at, you know, the people and looking at the migrant facilities and talking to border security on what they need, spending more time with the governor and spending time with our citizens and the hospitals and medical centers that are overwhelmed on the border. That's what he should have done. 1-877, Doc Sally.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it.
I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.